Well, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. I hope everybody's enjoying tonight some more. Hallelujah. There's just something about when we come into the presence of God. Amen. There's something about when we come into God's presence. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, that was an awesome time in worship, and I'm just glad y'all let me come in and play the guitar today and worship with y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I tell you, in worship, there's healing. Brother Robin mentioned it earlier about healing, and that's what God told me to speak on tonight. And I'm going to entitle this message, I'm Still Being Healed. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. There was a man that Jesus went to his house by the name of Simon the leper. Before he went to the cross, he went to the house of a man named Simon the leper. I ain't talking about him just yet. I'm getting ahead of myself already. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. But when he went to the house of Simon the leper, he said to Simon, when he rebuked the woman, when Simon rebuked this woman that came to Jesus, who needed forgiveness of sins, she was judged by the church because she came to Jesus for forgiveness. She made an altar right there where she was and said, I don't care who watches me. I'm getting it right with God today, she said. I don't care who watches me. And she got right with the Lord. And Simon said, Simon said, if he was a prophet, he would know who's touching him is unclean. And he said, Simon, I have something to say to you. He said, say on, Lord. He said, when you met me, he said, you didn't even give me a kiss. He said, you didn't wipe my feet with water. He said, you showed me no love and no compassion when I came into your house. See, Simon the leper, the Bible said was his name. Simon was a leper that Jesus healed when he was cleansing the lepers. The name Simon stands out because it said he was Simon the leper, and this man was a diplomat. He was a leader in the community and in the church. And Jesus said, basically by saying that, he was saying, where's the love at? Amen? Jesus said, where's the love at? You know, Pastor, the Lord dealt with me on that. The Lord said, son, if I would have healed his body and stopped right there, he would have went to hell healed. If I would have just healed his body and not his spirit, he would have went to hell healed. His body would have been whole, but his soul was still lost. His soul was still broken. And Jesus came that day to the house of Simon the leper to heal his soul, not just his body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus healed his body and he touched Simon's soul. Thank you, Jesus. But I don't know why I had to say that part yet, but the name of the message is called I'm Still Being Healed. Luke 17:14 ties in to what I'm saying. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I guess you could say this is like the foundation before the building. Amen. Glory to God. Bless God. I hope people will share this message today. Thank you, Jesus, tonight. There's a lot of people tuning in tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Bless God. But Luke 17:14, if you got your Bibles, turn there with me. Thank you, Jesus. And it said, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they went. He said it's the same message he's going to be preaching on tonight. Glory, hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How good it is and how pleasant it is when brethren come together in unity. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Wow. But look at this now. It said they were healed as they went. They was healed But it took time for the manifestation to catch up to the revelation. God gave them a revelation. Go show yourselves to the priest. He didn't say, oh, hallelujah. He didn't say the high priest. It should have been the high priest, but Jesus is the highest of all high priests. And he looked at him and said, you're already clean. I ain't even got to lay my hands on you. It's done. Go show yourselves to the other priests, the ones that are under me that don't even really know me. Go show yourselves to them. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. And the Bible says, as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, they were healed. Sometimes a miracle is instant. Like my brother Barry, when God healed him with his back about 4 months ago, or five now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He even said tonight that he loved us. He's watching. Hallelujah. Him and Tanya are watching tonight. I love them too. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But that was an instant miracle. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm praying for another healing touch, another miracle from God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. But what I'm going to say here is there's other times where when we pray for somebody, we don't see it instantly. Like Jesus, when he cursed the fig tree, people didn't see it dry up and die right then. But Jesus said it was done, and he believed his own word from the Father, and he said, I'm walking away. It's done. I'm carrying out the mission, and it's going to be done. And he walked away, and the next day they found the fig tree dead. My Lord, what happened? What happened was that the word of God, the revelation, produced a manifestation. Thank you, Jesus. And because the revelation produced a manifestation, we got to see a miracle. But the miracle took a little while to get there. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But you know, I'll tell you something. For somebody watching me tonight by Facebook Live or however you're watching, the Lord showed me this, Pastor. You've got three cameras tonight recording this message. Three. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the Trinity. Let me show you this. I love it. God said there's an increase and a multiplication come to this house. This is the proof of it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Actually, you got four devices recording you. The iPad here. Thank you, Jesus. So you got four, really. You got an increase. You're getting double back. Hallelujah. The church is being built up and being seen. Because your heart is humble, God is exalting you before the eyes of the people. Thank you, Jesus. You got people talking good about you that you don't even know, who see the God in you. Hallelujah. I just had to release that. Thank you, Jesus. We're still being healed. A lot of people will put us high on a pedestal and say, oh, well, I wish I had some water on that one. I wish I had some water. Thank you, Jesus. But hint, hint. Thank you, Lord. But I'm still being healed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of people put us on a pedestal and make us look smooth, and we fall harder than anybody because. Thank you. Well, that's a neat way.
That's all right.
Good Lord. I feel like Gilligan trying to drink out of a coconut. Thank you, Jesus. That little bottle was messed up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm still being healed. If you can't stand the way I joke around, it's because I'm still being healed. I'm not perfect, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. I'm not like I used to be. I'm not in the sin I used to be in anymore. I've traded my sin for a Savior. Yes. And one day I'm going to trade my cross for a crown. Come on, somebody. Amen. Like the old song goes. Kando Rabasha. He said, I'm going to trade the cross for a crown. We're going to lay down that old burden and trade the cross for a crown. I didn't get to preach this morning. See, I was in the emergency room for 2 nights with my aunt. But guess what? Oh, hallelujah. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy coming in the morning. But it was a process in that emergency room. The doctors didn't even get to her for hours and hours. But I laid hands on her and continued to declare the word of God over her. And they got back to her. How's your pain level? It's gone. They didn't even get to give her any medication because Dr. Jesus took another case. But it took a little time to get the miracle to her. Oh, Shakorabasha. Sometimes God has got to go through some layers in our life. That's why some miracles don't happen, I hear God say. I've always wondered that. Why don't some people get healed right quick? The Lord just spoke to me, Pastor. He said he's got to work through the layers in their life, working it down. And he's got to get rid of any unbelief in your life. The Bible said in the book of James, if there be any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church to anoint him with oil, and if he's committed any sin, they will be forgiven him, for the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Sozo, completely like another. When you come down to this altar, it's between you and God what you need, and God shall supply all your needs according to your his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, I'm still being healed. If you make me mad sometimes, God help me not to manifest my old temper, because I'm still being healed. I'm not perfect yet. They've not laid me in that box and went home to eat fried chicken yet. I'm still not totally healed. I'm still being healed, but God needs a broken vessel to pour into. Now, you know, that's amazing. God chooses broken vessels. Instead of vessels that are put together, he chooses vessels that ain't got it together to pour into. Because when he pours into the vessels that are broken and ain't got nothing to contain, he gets the glory because it keeps getting poured out onto them. He keeps pouring it out, and they keep pouring out of their life. That's what Peter said. He said, I'm a drink offering. Paul said he was a drink offering. Hallelujah, Jesus. I hope people are sharing this, and I hope people feel the anointing tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 2 days with no sleep, I think this is pretty good. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm still being healed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, go to Mark 8. 22 through 26. I'm hurrying, Pastor, I promise. Hallelujah. Hers Medea said, hallelujah. Mark. What did I say? Mark 8, 22 through 26. Mark 8. 22 through 26. Thank you, Jesus. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon, he asked him if he saw aught, if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. Notice that he was restored. But notice first, he said, I see men as trees. Meaning, the only way he could have seen men as trees is if he had seen them before, but somewhere down the line, he had lost a gift, the gift of sight. But the Bible said he was restored. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I tell you, Jesus gave instructions to that one man. John 9:7, he said, go and wash in the pool. Amen. That was another man. He said, go and wash in the pool. He done that miracle twice to two different people. Did you just catch that? Two different people. One man, he opened his eyes after spitting in the mud. And the other one, he said, go and wash. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. First one saw Jesus, second one didn't. Because the Bible said he found him afterward. After he knew that they had kicked him out of the temple. Oh, glory. When you do something for, well, let me say this. When God decides to do something in you, every religious devil in hell's going to get mad. Nobody that's religious is going to like what God's doing in you because it's going to mess with their religiosity. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said, your eyes are open and now you see. He said, I do. And he said, go and sin no more, lest something worse was to come upon you. Two different people now. One, when he prayed for his eyes, he said that he had not sinned. A lot of people say that, well, you're sick because you're in sin. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it ain't. John 5:14. But John 9:3, amen, hallelujah. We got to look at the whole picture, amen, thank you, Jesus. Some people are sick because of sin, and others are sick of sin, but they're sick because of the sin they're in. And because of the sin they're in, it's manifested as an issue in their tissue. Come on, somebody better shout on that one. Thank you, Jesus. Let me say this. He told one man to go and wash. Let me say this. When God decides to heal you, he's going to give you instructions not on just how to be healed, but how to stay healed. Oh, glory to God. He told him, go and wash. He said, obey my word, then do my word. Don't just be a seer, but a doer. Don't just be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. Lord, have mercy. I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Kings 5:14, when the leper was being healed, he dipped 7 times. But before he dipped 7 times, he was on number 6 and still sick. Oh, Lord, I'm fasting. I'm praying. I'll cut out the old stuff, but I still got some issue in my tissue. Tonight, you're still being healed. Amen. You're the one I come to preach to this night. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I've given up the world, but I've still got some issue in my tissue. I'm still trying to hold some things back from God and say, I got it, Lord. I got my miracle, man. I'm walking like everybody else in the army of God. But underneath, baby, underneath, you still got some issue in the tissue. But when you allow God to strip you, like the song I sung earlier, the first song, when the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, I'll bring you more than a song. For a song within itself is not what you have required. You search more deeper within than the way that things appear. You're looking in to my heart. So I'll send you more than a song. But look at this, I love it. He said, and I'm coming back to the heart of worship, where it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I see the Lord, and I'm about to shut my mouth right here after this, but I see the Lord, and I declare according to his promise in Mark 16 and 18. And I'm done after this. He said that we would lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Didn't say it would be instantaneously for somebody. He said you'll lay hands on the sick and they will recover. They're going to get better. Like you say every Sunday, your finances going to get better. Your body's going to get better. Your marriage is going to get better. The devil's after people tonight. He's after marriages, after families, after everything. But I'm here to tell you by the Holy Ghost of God, if you hold your peace and let God fight your battle, just allow God to strip you of your armor and allow him to see the issue in the tissue and be changed by the washing of the water of the Word. Tonight, if you'll allow yourself to be washed by the water of the Word, I know you're still being healed, but tonight, your seventh dip has come. I promise you, I'll clean it up. I just heard God say to do something prophetic right here. Amen? I'll clean it up. I hear God say your seventh dip has come. I just poured out the water. Your seventh dip has come. Thank you, Jesus. But think of this, Pastor. What happened with little David when he had already had the promise of the Father that he was going to rule in Jerusalem as king? He said, oh, that I had but just one cup of the water from the wells of Bethlehem. Three soldiers risked their life. And he said, I ain't going to settle for just a cup. I ain't settling for just a cup. I want the whole well that was promised to me, baby. Lock, stock, and barrel. It's mine and I'm going to take it back. Glory to God. Shakarabushai. If you're sick in your body, just begin to pour out that seventh dip before God. Just say, I'm not settling for a cup, God. I want the whole well. I want it all, God. I'm still being healed. I'm down to my sixth dip. But God, I believe your prophet. Believe the word of the prophet and you shall prosper, the word says. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're going to live and not die. You shall be healed because of the stripes of Jesus Christ. And I rebuke every devil of infirmity. I rebuke every devil of bondage. I break the curse off of everybody's life. Watch it in Jesus' name. Bones come back together. Issues in the tissue be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Woo, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus. Amen, it's done, hallelujah. But, you know, I want to note one more thing. Robin said it's time out for playing games with God. Remember what he said in the book of James. If they've committed any sins, they shall be forgiven them. But we must confess our sins. And he said he is just and willing to forgive us of them. Amen, thank you, Jesus. So if you're lost or backslidden, you're watching today, this message has touched your life. You're still being healed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, not every sickness is because of sin, because see, Jesus said to one man, go and sin no more, and he was healed. See, but in another scripture, he said, neither this man nor his parents have sinned, but that the glory of God might be revealed. And a lot of people buy into this thing, well, God must want me sick. No, that ain't what God wants. That was a special dispensation. It didn't physically do him any harm, the blind man. It didn't do him any harm. God don't do harm. He's a good father. But God had him in a state of a blindness. Because what did Jesus say to blind Bartimaeus when he found him too in the temple? He said, do you believe that the Son of God is coming? He said, I believe, but I don't know who I'm talking to. He said, I believe it. Who is he? He said, the one who speaks to you is the Son of God. He said, Lord, I believe. And he said, your eyes have been opened. He wasn't talking about his physical sight. He was talking about his spiritual sight. A lot of people want to be healed, but they want to stay in the sin they're in. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. I'm praying that God do a double whammy on you. I'm praying to heal you and deliver you. Now a third one. Fill you with the Holy Ghost and fire in Jesus' name. If you're lost and backslid, pray with me. Jesus, forgive me my sins. Come into my heart. Wash me, cleanse me. Fill me with your spirit that I might make heaven my home. In Jesus' name, I receive your finished work at the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor, anybody else? Come on. Come on, brother.